It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montchut, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Jupiter Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the Marauders pregame show on this fine Tuesday evening. Good to be back home. The Marauders, however, did enjoy a fruitful road trip, one that saw them extend a winning streak all the way to seven games, their longest of the season, and also just too shy of the franchise record. Marauders look to make it eight in a row. They also look to make it nine of their last 10 in the win column. And they'll look to right-hander Valentin Linares on the mound against left-hander Luis Palacios going for the Hammerheads this evening. Well, if you made it this far in terms of joining us on the broadcast, there's a very good chance you have already heard the exciting news affecting the Marauders. Last year's third-round pick by the Pirates out of North Oconee High School in Georgia, Bubba Chandler has officially joined the team. An exciting moment for the number 12 prospect in the Pirates organization as ranked by Baseball America. Chandler is a heralded two-way star. He will be in the lineup tonight as the DH batting sixth, and we're all looking forward to his long-awaited debut here at the single-A level tonight. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll address the rest of the roster moves affecting the Marauders roster entering play tonight. That's coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We're back here for the Marauders pregame show at Lee Cobb Park. It is time to look at the other roster moves that transpired today affecting the Bradenton roster. In addition to, of course, Bubba Chandler being promoted to Bradenton from the Florida Complex League, we have six other moves affecting the Marauders roster entering tonight's game. Infielder Brandon Dixon has been reinstated from the seven-day injured list. He has been still contributing his laughter and his energy and his positive presence in the clubhouse while he's been on the IL. However, good to see him finally back in the mix. And fresh off the injured list, also off the seven-day IL, Marauders righty reliever Darvin Garcia, who was on the shelf for a little over a week. Good to see him back in the bullpen mix after the Marauders had a pretty busy last week in Lakeland with the bullpen situation. Pirates rehabbing outfielder Greg Allen has had his Major League Rehab assignment transferred to AAA Indianapolis. He ends up playing three games in Marauders uniform, each of them coming on the road last week with that Major League Rehab assignment. Couple of guys transferred up to High A Greensboro today. Right-hander Dante Mendoza, who has been a crucial part of the Marauders bullpen this season. Mendoza, a 1.23 ERA, 0.95 whip over 21 appearances. He was almost unstoppable out of the back end of the Marauders' bullpen, so much deserved promotion there, as is the case for fellow right-hander Christian Charlay, who has also been promoted to High A Greensboro. Charlay, 20 appearances, 2.16 ERA, 1.05 whip. We wish both Charlay and Dante Mendoza the best. They make their way on up to the next level. Best of luck to them at High A Greensboro. Also, transferred from the Marauders roster down to the Florida Complex League, right-hander Sebastian Rodriguez, who only made a small handful of appearances in a Marauders uniform. Rodriguez joined the Marauders just a couple of weeks ago from the Complex League, made three appearances, showed flashes of promise, but the overall numbers not pretty. ERA up over 7, although he did strike out 6 batters over 4 2/3 innings. So he is back down to the Florida Complex League. We hope to see him back in a Marauders uniform before too long. Marauders roster stands once again at 30 active players with that one Major League rehabber removed. And so there are your transactions affecting the Marauders roster entering tonight's game. We'll step aside when we come back. Starting lineups coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders pregame show continues in Lecom Park. It is time to meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, the Miami Marlins single-A affiliate. They are managed by Angel Espada, and the Hammerheads 8-7 in the second half of the season, 42-37 overall on the campaign. Here's how they look. DH Angeudi Santos leads the way with left fielder Jorge Caballero batting second. Second baseman Ian Lewis, the Marlins' number 10 prospect, is batting third. Center fielder Brady Allen, Lakeland native, is batting cleanup. First baseman Zach Zubia, the University of Texas product, is batting fifth. Shortstop Carlos Santiago bats sixth. Third baseman Christian Rodriguez bats seventh. Cameron Barstadt, left-handed hitting catcher out of California, bats eighth. And right fielder Tanner Allen, just transferred to Jupiter from High A Beloit, will be batting ninth, playing right field. On the mound for the Hammerheads tonight, left-hander Luis Palacios. He is a 21-year-old left-hander from Cagua, Venezuela. 13 appearances, 11 starts for Palacios this season. He has a 4.11 ERA, 1.11 whip. Opponents hitting .263 against him, and this guy brings immaculate control to the table. In his 76 2/3 innings, he has walked 5 batters while striking out 75. Marauders look to come out swinging against the left-hander here tonight. For the Marauders, 7 straight wins, wins in 8 of their last 9 games. Bradenton 10-5 here in the second half of the season. And 39-41 overall. Here's how they look for manager Jonathan Johnston. Shortstop Sungche Chang leads off. Center fielder Jace Bowen bats second. Third baseman Davies Nadal bats third, with first baseman Brendan Dixon fresh off the injured list batting cleanup. Second baseman Michael Escoto on a 5-game hit streak bats fifth, with the DH Bubba Chandler, 19-year-old from Georgia, third-round pick by the Pirates last year, making his long-awaited single-A debut. Catcher Wyatt Hendry on a 4-game hit streak bats seventh. Right fielder Randy Romero bats 8th, and left fielder Josiah Dixon bats 9th for the Marauders, who send Dominican right-hander Valentin Linares to the mound. 22-year-old from Villa Altagracia in the Dominican Republic, 4-seam fastball, sinker, slider, changeup in the repertoire, had a brilliant outing on Independence Day last week in Lakeland. 6 1/3 scoreless innings, struck out 5, allowed just 1 walk and only 4 hits. It was one of the finest starts by a Marauder all season long. It was also the longest start by Marauders so far. That is your starting lineup, and there is your pitching matchup between the Marauders and the Hammerheads. Game 1 of the 6-game series getting underway shortly beneath bright blue sunny skies here in Bradenton. Nice steady breeze pushing out to center field. That's a wrap on the pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, first pitch coming your way from Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenciplumbing.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We are back in, about ready to go at Leacon Park as 22-year-old right-hander Valentin Linares takes his warm-up tosses for the Marauders here in the opening game of the six-game series at Leacon Park between the Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you as we approach first pitch. Linares, the right-hander from the Dominican Republic, 5.08 ERA on the season. He has made 14 appearances, 11 starts, 1.38 whip. Opponents held to just a .232 batting average on the season, averaging 10.69 strikeouts per 9 innings, and looking to keep it up. So there's our play ball kid of the night, and here we go, Anayudi Santos, the leadoff hitting designated hitter for the Hammerheads tonight. Hammerheads in the black jerseys, gray pants, Marauders in the home whites with the gold dome hats. Linares leans in for the signal, working on the third base side of the rubber. Comes set. And from the stretch, deals the game first pitch. It is swung on, pulled on the ground to the right side. Second baseman Escoto charges. Underhand flip to Brendan Dixon. One pitch, one away here at Leacon Park. Let's meet the Marauders defensively. In the outfield from left to right, it's Josiah Dixon, Jace Bowen, Randy Romero. On the infield, Davies Nadal starts at third base. Sung Che Ching at shortstop. Michael Escoto, the second baseman whom we just met. Brendan Dixon at first base. And Wyatt Hendry catching. Here is Jorge Caballero, righty-righty matchup. Pitch is high and inside and appears to have grazed his jersey. Chad Westlake is sending him down to first base. So sly glancing blows. Linares comes too close with that fastball. And the Hammerheads have their first base runner of the game early on. Here is the Marlins' number 10 prospect, according to Baseball America, Ian Lewis, native of the Bahamas. Lewis, an intriguing skill set, good in the field, good speed, also good bat-to-ball skills. Switch hitter batting left-handed against the righty, and the pitch taken just outside. On the season for Lewis, .263 average, 2 home runs, 20 runs batted in, and a .340 on base percentage. Jorge Caballero on first, one away, pitch by Linares, taken just outside. Nice easy breeze out to center field here at Leacom. Skies are mostly blue and sunny. 2-0 from Linares. Just high for ball three. Ian Lewis from the Bahamian capital city of Nassau, just 19 years of age. Signed with the Marlins organization in 2019. He gets a 3-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. First strike one. They got a good pitch down the middle. Decided to go for it. No score early on. Here's the set. 3-1 on its way. That's low and inside as Lewis skips out of the way. And Linares will have to work around a pair of base runners. Well, here's a man who's been essential to the offensive effort for the Hammerheads this season, center fielder Brady Allen. Team's leading run producer, 39 runs batted in, tied for the team lead with 7 home runs. Jupiter threatening, first and second, one away here in the top of the first inning. Linares kicks and delivers, and Allen takes a breaking ball. Slider in for strike one. Allen is a Floridian, comes from Lakeland. Attended George Jenkins High School up there in Lakeland. 0-1 from Linares. Fastball, swing and a miss. Snap throw to first by Hendry, not in time. Back in safely with a dive is Lewis. Good idea there by Hendry. Never shy about making a snap throw, keeping runners honest. Jorge Caballero on second. Ian Lewis on first base for the Hammerheads. Hit by pitch and walk, respectively. The 0-2. Allen takes in the dirt, a good block of the breaking ball by Hendry. Goes to 1-2. Brady Allen, the Marlins' fifth-round pick out of South Carolina last year, underwent Tommy John surgery after being drafted, so he didn't debut last summer. Still ahead, 1-2 Linares. Here's the right-hander's pitch, breaking ball, cracked bat, soft blooper, shallow center, and this carries into medium-deep center field. As Jace Bowen makes the catch, air mails the second baseman, but the throw thankfully is backed up by Linares near the mound. So no trouble there. It's two-way for the Hammerheads on the fly out to center. Well, that's some raw strength there for Brady Allen. Cracked his bat, and it didn't look like that ball was traveling that far. Ended up carrying out to medium depth, though. Here's Zach Zubia, guy who brings light tower power from the right side. First and second, two away. Pitch by Linares. Slider drops low. You'll see plenty of that brilliant eye at the plate. Zubia, .416 on base percentage. Not averse to drawing a walk. Linares sets, glances at the runner. The 1-0 pitch. Zubia takes a fastball strike over the inner half. Four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, changeup. That's a mix that Linares brings onto the mound. One of the big workhorses out of the rotation this season for Bradenton. His 1-1 pitch, Zubia takes a breaking ball for strike two right over the middle. Zach Zubia, native of Richmond, Texas, 20th round pick last year out of Texas by the Marlins, drafted in the same round that Brendan Dixon went to the Pirates. Linares, one strike away from finishing him off. The 1-2, breaking ball, tried to backdoor it onto the inside corner and missed. Hammerheads threatening. Two on, two outs. Deuces wild with a count 2-2. Long look in by Linares to Wyatt Hendry. Now hands together the belt. 2-2 pitch. Zubia lays off low for ball three. The runners will get a head start on the next pitch now. Jorge Caballero on second, Ian Lewis on first base. Both men run pretty well. The set, 3-2, runners break. It is taken low and outside in the dirt for ball four. Linares fills the bases on a bout of wildness. So after a first pitch ground out by Anheudi Santos opened the game. Hammerheads are putting together a substantial threat here. Carlos Santiago, the next batter. Switch hitting shortstop out of Barinas, Venezuela. Here's the offering. Fastball swung on, grounded to first. This is a foul ball past first base. That was easy extra bases down the line. But the plate umpire, Chad Westlake, quickly on the call, throwing his hands up, signaling and yelling foul. Another look at it. Very, very close. Looked like the first base coach for the Hammerheads, Nate Mikolas, trying to point it fair to no avail. 0-1 the count. Pitch to Santiago. Swung on, lifted to left field. Charging in, Josiah Dixon. Now a couple of steps to his right. Makes the two-handed catch. Inning over. And the Hammerheads leave him loaded here in the first inning. Head to the bottom of the first. Marauders coming up here at Lecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
All right, the Marauder back in the house. The Marauders open up a 6-game homestand against the Jupiter Hammerheads here at Leacon Park. Scoreless first inning pitched by Valentin Linares. And so here we go. Sung Che Chang leads things off offensively for the Marauders. Left-hander Luis Palacios with a windup and the pitch. Chang takes a fastball strike over the outside quarter. Corner infielders playing up for Jupiter just in case Chang decides to bunt for a base hit. Quickly, Palacios in a windup in the 0-1. Chang thought about it, checked his swing. That's a low strike two called. A couple of fans in the stands don't like it. Chang followed by Jace Bowen, Davies Nadal, top three in the order tonight for the Marauders. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chang fooled on a breaking ball, strike three. Let's meet the Hammerheads defense tonight. In the outfield left to right, it's Jorge Caballero, Brady Allen, and Tanner Allen. Around the horn on the infield, it is the third baseman Christian Rodriguez, Carlos Santiago at shortstop, Ian Lewis at second base, Zach Zubia at first base, and the catcher is Cameron Barstad. One out, nobody on for Jace Bowen. Pitch taken for a high strike. Full automated balls and strikes tonight. No challenges. Chad Westlake, the plate umpire, Trey Ward on the bases. Lefty winds and offers. 0-1. Bowen swings and grounds it up the middle. Shortstop with a dive. It gets through Santiago into left center for a base hit. Jace Bowen held hitless on Sunday. Back into the hit column. And the Marauders have their first base runner of the night. Nice effort there by Santiago. Running glove side after that trickler up the middle. Here's Davies Nadal, who's really starting to come into his own at the plate. 5-game hit streak, 10-game on base streak. Lefty on lefty, the pitch, breaking ball for a strike. We talked in pregame about the control of Luis Palacios on the mound. 76 and two-thirds innings of work this season. 5 walks allowed. That's all. 0-1 from the lefty. Swing and a miss. Got a good breaking ball, couldn't connect. 75 strikeouts, respectable total over 76 and two-thirds innings for Palacios. 21-year-old from Venezuela comes set. And a leg kick, throw over to first base, checking in on Bowen. He's back in safely standing. Nadal bumping up that on-base percentage to .331 with his recent string of success. Swinging the tan bat, tall and open stance from the left side. Here's the 0-2. Fastball just high. Not a bad spot. Fastball will be mostly in the upper 80s for Palacios. Last one coming in at 87. No score. Bottom of the first inning. One away for Bradenton. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Swing and a drive down the right field line. This is pulled foul into the corner. Davis Nadal does have one home run in the season. Came a little over a month ago right here at Leacom, June the 10th against Clearwater. Another step and throw over to first base. Bowen back in. Adam read like a book. You do have to keep an eye on Jace. 19 of 21 in his stealing attempts this year. 19 steals, a new career high for him. The 1-2 pitch, there goes Bowen. Fastball swung on, popped up out of play behind home plate. Nadal staying alive. The Marauders coming off a series sweep in Lakeland this past week. Had a couple of close and tight and riveting contests over the weekend. 7-6 wins in each of the last two games, Sunday and Saturday, by the Marauders. Nadal in the box, 1-2. Here's the pitch by Palacios. Swung on, fought off, foul again. The Marauders' winning streak, though, started at the tail end of their previous homestand. Had a win over the Tampa Tarpons that last Sunday during our Independence Day celebrations, Sunday the 3rd. Count still 1-2. Palacios glances at first. Here's the pitch. Nadal takes. Oh, boy. A little outside, maybe high. Breaking ball missed by just a hair. 2-2 in the Marauders' third baseman. Number 3 hitter in the order. Brendan Dixon waiting on deck. 2-2 pitch. There goes Bowen again. Taken high for ball 3. Throw down to second is not in time. Bowen with his 20th steal of the year. And we actually had a delayed strike 3 call by Chad Westlake. So Davies Nadal does go down looking for strike 3. Bowen got a decent jump there. Pretty good throw by Barstad. Chase Bowen almost sliding right through the wickets of the shortstop Santiago there. So Bowen is into scoring position, albeit with two outs now. Brendan Dixon the batter. The pitch. Righty hitter takes a strike. Appeared to be the changeup from Palacios. The Southpaw faced the Marauders earlier this season on May the 10th. And the Marauders visited Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Pitched fairly well, though he was touched up for 8 hits over 5 innings. Limited the Marauders to 3 runs, though, in an eventual Jupiter win. Time called. Bowen steps out of the box. Or rather, Dixon steps out of the box. Brennan just activated off the 7-day injured list today. A look at second by the left-hander Palacios. Bowen dancing around. Here comes the pitch. Dixon lays off up and away. In addition to being a formidable power source in the season, Dixon batting 210, 5 home runs, 23 RBI. Sharp eye at the plate, a 342 on base percentage. 1-1. Dixon, swing and a miss for strike 2. Dixon has the mustache look going on tonight. Shaving the rest of his facial hair. He's gone with numerous different looks of that facial hair. Trying to drive in Jace Bowen from second base. He represents the potential first run of the game. Here's the offering. Dixon swings and pops it up back this way. Gets out of play. That shade to sun transition really affecting the pitcher batter tunnel right now. Pitcher's mound completely covered in sunshine. Batter's box and all of home plate covered in shade right now. Now the 1-2. No, instead a high leg kick and a spin towards second, but no throw. Bowen back. Dixon settles back into the box. Ever so slightly open stance from the right side. Holding that bat almost horizontally over his shoulder. Here's the pitch. Inside. Dixon dodges it. Evens it up at 2. Marauders just a half game out of first place here in the second half of play. Tampa Tarpons leading the West Division by a narrow margin. 2-2 pitch. Dixon takes up and away for ball 3. Not many walks, remember, on the season for Palacios. We told you only 5 on the year, over 76 and two-thirds innings. The ever-disciplined Brendan Dixon working the count full, though. He waits. Palacios kicks, deals, 3-2, swung on and popped up behind home plate. Barstad doesn't give it a second thought. Far, far out of play. I think that just landed on the roof over the booth here. That's 20 pitches here in the first inning by Palacios. Dixon, heck of a plate appearance. Bowen breaks early for third. The pitch taken outside. No, it's strike three. Called another delayed call. Bowen would have had it swiped, but Dixon goes down looking at strike three. Marauders held scoreless here in the first. This game is scoreless heading to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hammerheads third baseman Christian Rodriguez leads off the second for the visitors here at Lee Cobb Park as we welcome you back to this series opener here in Bradenton. First pitch to Rodriguez in for a strike from Valentin Linares. Rodriguez, a 204 batter on the year, one home run, 16 runs driven in, also has a steal on the season. The 0-1 pitch, Rodriguez lays off low and outside. Preseason, Rodriguez ranking within Baseball America's top 30 prospect rankings for the Marlins system. Linares exclusively from the stretch tonight. His 1-1 pitch. Fastball chopped weakly down the first baseline. Rolling. Picked up, and it is a fair ball. And the tag made by Linares. And Christian Rodriguez is saying, what on earth? That ball rolled foul. Another look at it. And really did appear that ball rolled onto the wrong side of the line. Well, pretty close. Either way, good job by Linares. Taking a chance there, playing that ball all the way through, making the pickup and the tag himself on the one unassisted. Here's Cameron Barstad, catching batting eighth for the Hammerheads. No score here at Leacon Park. The pitch, lefty batter, takes a knee-high strike. We mentioned the seven-game win streak, a season-best win streak for the Marauders. Meanwhile, the Hammerheads have won four in a row, winning streak of their own. 0-1, Barstad looks at strike two on the outer half. Hammerheads coming off a 4-2 series win over the Palm Beach Cardinals, their rivals from within the same ballpark. Hammerheads and Cardinals share Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as their home park. Only two clubs in minor league baseball to do so. 0-2. Check swing. Barstad is rung up on strike three. Nice pitch spotted down the zone by Linares, who picks up his first strikeout. Oof. Outside corner, right around knee high. Can understand Barstad's hesitation on the call there. Tanner Allen, one of the new additions to the Hammerheads roster tonight. Bats next, and left-handed batter takes low and outside. Scoreless game, top two here at Leacom. Allen transferred down to Jupiter from High A Beloit today. 59 games up at High A for the Beloit Sky Carp. 1-0 pitch is low and inside. Allen batted 209, 268 on base percentage, 321 slugging. Struggled a bit to begin his season, trying to get his season back on track here at single A. 2-0, Swung on, foul, tipped into the mitt. Allen out of Theodore, Alabama, fourth round pick last year, out of Mississippi State by the Marlins. Here's Linares with a 2-1 pitch. Fastball grounded hard past the third baseman, Nadal, and into left field for a base hit. So Tanner Allen with an opposite field ground ball single. His first at bat is a hammerhead. And that'll bring up the leadoff hitter for the Hammerheads already, the DH, Anayudi Santos. Well, the reason, main reason why we're so deep into the Hammerheads lineup already is that they sent six men to the plate in the first inning. Low to the bases on two walks and a hit by pitch. Couldn't bring home a run, though. Here's the pitch to Santos. Stabs at it with a bunt attempt and misses. Tanner Allen over at first. Hammerheads threatening to bring him around. Linares working hard. Right-hander deals the 0-1. Taken at the knees and on the inside corner for strike two, and a bewildered Santos. Takes a look at Chad Westlake. Nothing he can do, though. It is full automated balls and strikes tonight. Ryander sets. 0-2 from Linares. Swung on and lifted to right field. Playable for Romero. Running in. And he makes the catch with his sunglasses on. Inning over. Scoreless top of the second. We head to the bottom of the second. Coming up for the Marauders, Escoto, Chandler, Hendry. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, we can't wait to see you here this Saturday at Leecom Park, Saturday, July the 16th, for our Hispanic Heritage Celebration Night. The Marauders will dress up as the Bradenton Barba Negras, wearing their special brightly colored uniforms and the special hats and all the good getup, and we will feature a pregame music performance from Grupo Mongo out on the Fan Plaza. Tickets available online at BradentonMarauders.com. We head to the bottom of the second. Bradenton nothing, Hammerheads nothing. Michael Escoto will lead the way for the Marauders. Left-hander Luis Palacios working around a one-out single by Jace Bowen in a scoreless first inning. Pitch by Palacios. Fastball for a strike. All three outs of the first coming via strikeout by Palacios. The windup and the 0-1. Escoto takes, just missing the outside corner. Ball one. Bubba Chandler waiting on deck for the Marauders here in the second. It will be his first single-A plate appearance. 1-1. Here's a swing and a high fly ball deep to left field. Backing up Caballero. Backing up Allen. Both men looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Michael Escoto goes deep. His second single-A home run of the year. It's 1-0 Marauders. A high, majestic, arcing home run out to left center field. Just to the right of the bleachers. Michael Escoto's second home run for the Marauders this year. Well, here he is. Bubba Chandler. Last year's third-round draft pick by the Pirates out of North Oconee High School in Georgia. Making his single-A debut. Switch hitter batting right-handed facing the southpaw. Palacios the windup and the offering. Taken just outside for ball one. Dark sunglasses on underneath the black helmet for Chandler. Tall and open stance. The 1-0 pitch. Taken low and outside. Chandler's still just 19 years of age. Brought up today from the Complex League where he dominated both with the bat and on the mound. 2-0. Chandler takes a nice looking pitch on the inside corner for strike one. Good spot from Palacios. Working quickly. Southpaw deals. And a swing and a chopper foul. Got a piece of the catcher, Barstad. Count goes to 2-2 on Chandler. Well, there's the look at the numbers in the Florida Complex League for Chandler. And also look at his little parrot buddy. I believe is part of the home run celebration that they use in the Complex League this year. 2-2. Swinging a high pop-up. Shallow down the right field line. Right fielder Allen sprinting after it. And he runs out of room. Ball rattles into the second row of seats down the line. Chandler stays alive and we'll see pitch number 6. It's nice to see such a disciplined plate appearance so far from Chandler. Taking a couple of pitches off the outside corner to start this at bat. You'll see another 2-2. Circling that bat around gently. Now the 2-2 coming from Palacios. It is swung on and lined to left center. Falls in for a base hit. Chandler around first, thinking about two. He's going to stretch it. Throw to second base from left field. Not in time. Bubba Chandler, a hustle double here in his first single A at bat. Welcome to Bradenton, Bubba. Nice little line drive to the gap in left center. Center fielder Brady Allen took a little while to come up on it. And Chandler took full advantage of it. Now Wyatt Hendry has a chance to drive Chandler home. Welcome to the Marauders, Bubba Chandler. He's got a little smile on his face. Out on second base. Superb athlete out on second base. He can run. Wyatt Hendry, right-handed batter, gets the first offering and takes a look at strike one. Marauders 1, Hammerheads nothing, bottom of the second. Michael Escoto, solo blast out to left center field. Just prior to the Chandler double. The set. Palacios the 0-1. Hendry looks at a fastball a bit high. San Diego State product Hendry. Seventh round pick by the Pirates last year. Here in his first full-length professional season. The 1-1. Swings and drives one out to fairly deep right field toward the corner. Allen going back, stopping just shy of the track. Now backpedaling, makes the catch. Chandler tagging up at second, and he advances into third base standing up with no throw. So a productive out on the opposite field fly by Hendry. Chandler smartly taking third base, getting a little pat on the back from Gustavo Omana. Those two men sharing some smiles, and Omana probably telling him something along the lines of, enjoy this. This is a big moment for Chandler here in his single-A debut tonight. And now the infield up for Jupiter as Randy Romero stands into the box. Runner on third with one out. Here's the pitch by Palacios. Romero swings, and it's a high fly ball toward the left field line. May or may not be deep enough. Caballero underneath it. Chandler's going to test it. He is coming home. Throw from left field. Goes through and is not in time. Sack fly by Randy Romero. Plates Bubba Chandler, and it's 2-0 Marauders. Randy Romero makes it an even 10 RBI in the season. Response to the call there, driving home the runner from third. And so it's a two-run advantage for the Marauders. Here's Josiah Dixon, and the Hammerheads are appealing the tag play at third base. Plate umpire Chad Westlake rules that Chandler did tag up properly. Josiah Dixon, a choke up on the bat by an inch. Here's the pitch. Takes in the dirt. A pair of runs for the Marauders here in the second. Solo homer, Michael Escoto. Sack fly, Randy Romero. 1-0. Swinging a bouncing ball pulled down the third baseline. This is pulled foul. As well as the Marauders fans listening in tonight, we welcome any Hammerheads fans listening in this evening. Hammerheads do not travel a broadcaster, so we're pleased to bring you the action from Lee Cum tonight and all week long. 1-1 pitch, taken right down the pipe for strike two. Game 1 of 6 in the Hammerheads' only visit to Lecom Park this season. The 1-2 pitch swung on and lifted down the right field line. Not deep. Allen moving over toward foul ground. Runs out of room as the ball skims up against the netting. And the wherewithal to slow up his footsteps. He felt that surface change underneath his feet. Base is empty, two gone. Another 1-2 pitch to Josiah Dixon. Swung on, foul back, got a piece. Well, given the fact that Luis Palacios is such a consistent strike thrower, the Marauders probably have that in the back of their minds. Step into the box early on. Look for a pitch to hit. The 1-2 again. Dixon swings and fouls another one back. Luis Palacios serving up a solo homer to Michael Escoto, leading off the inning. Double by Bubba Chandler, later scored on a sac fly by Romero. The 1-2, swing and a drive down the right field line. This, too, is foul. Nice little battle here by Josiah Dixon, who has now fouled off 4 2-strike pitches. Dixon really choking up on that bat handle, a couple of inches. 1-2, swung on, fought off foul, coming back this way. Look out below. That'll bounce back down to behind home plate. Luis Palacios out on the mound trying to recenter himself, taking an extra breath. Dixon wearing him down. Another 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mid, hung on to by Barstad, strike 3, but the Marauders tag up Palacios for 2 runs, and they lead it 2-0 heading to the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders righty Valentin Linares working on a solid game so far. 2 scoreless innings. Begins the third inning by delivering a big breaking ball just off the outside corner. Check swing by Jorge Caballero. No go on the appeal. Marauders lead the Hammerheads 2-0 here at Lecom Park. Clouds moving in front of the sun, providing some shade now. The 1-0 breaking ball. Hammer on the ground to third. Nice grab by Nadal going to a knee. Taps the glove. Throws to first in time. Nice little play by Davis Nadal at third. One away. Ball hit hard along the ground, shrunk down to the ground to get almost eye level with that ball. And made it look pretty. Here's Ian Lewis, Marlins' number 10 prospect. Worked a 5-pitch block at his first plate appearance. A breath by Linares in the pitch. Fastball bounced up the middle. Backhand side, second baseman Escoto. Jump throw to first. In time to get him. What a play by Michael Escoto. Quickly 2 outs here in the third inning. We saw Escoto make his fair share of acrobatic plays in a Marauders uniform throughout last season. Doing much of the very same right there on that play. Plenty of zip on that throw. 2 outs for Brady Allen. A fly out to center on a cracked bat his first time up. Here is the set. He kicks and fires. And a fastball misses just outside. With his now 2 2/3 scoreless innings, Linares shrinking that ERA down to 4.83. The 1-0. Fastball low. First full-length professional season here in 2022 for Linares. Spent the majority of last summer between Florida Complex League. Also two appearances late in the year at Greensboro. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Allen chased it high. Looked like Allen was asking the plate umpire Westlake if that pitch was high, if it would have been ruled the ball had he not swung. And Westlake appears to nod his head yes. Righty batter tapping the bat on his shoulder. 2-1 arrives. It's swung on, bounced to third. Foul. Manager Angel Espada coaching down at third base for the Hammerheads. Marauders 2, Jupiter nothing here in the visitors' half of the third inning at Lecom Park. Linares takes an elongated look into his catcher, Hendry. Ready, the 2-2. Fastball swung on, grounded to second. Out of the reach of the diving second baseman, Escoto. And it rolls into right field for a base hit. Hammerheads now with at least one base runner in each inning so far. And Linares look to work around the two-out base knock by Brady Allen. Tough out to the plate here, though, in Zach Zubia. Zubia, for much of the season, has been at or near the top of the league in walks and on-base percentage. The pitch, he takes under the hands for ball one. Stretching those arms up above his head, moving out of the way. As we speak, Zubia leads the Florida State League with a 416 on-base percentage. The 1-0. Fastball, cracked bat, softly lined to second base, out of Escoto's reach, and it dunks into right center for a hit. Up with the ball, the right fielder Romero bounces a little throw to second base. Going first to third on the single is Brady Allen. So a couple of broken bats by Linares here, but the ever-strong Zach Zubia is able to muzzle that one over Escoto's head for the single. Now the Hammerheads working with men on the corners. Carlos Santiago fly out to left field, ending the first inning threat. Bats for the second time. The pitch. Fastball, swing, and a foul tip into the mitt. Marauders working with a 2-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. Tonight in search of their eighth consecutive win. 0-1. Swung on, foul tipped into and out of Hendry's mitt. And Linares works way ahead 0-2. Tying run on first base. Go-ahead run to the plate here for Jupiter. Carlos Santiago does have two home runs in 11 games this year. Here's the set. Linares, the 0-2, taken low and outside. Was not close. Now the mound covered fully in shade. Home plate area, half and half in sunshine and shade. Still ahead 1-2. Linares deals the next pitch. It's taken low and inside. Nice block by Hendry on the slider. Both runners stay in place. Forty-six pitches, 27 strikes for Linares tonight. One strike will get him out of the inning. 2-2 pitch is taken. Strike three at the knees on a beauty of a backdoor breaker. Inning over, men left on the corners. Head to the bottom of the third. Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Somebody found a foul ball. Come to a game here at Lecon Park, and you always have the opportunity to grab a foul ball, either on the fly or one that just finds its way into the stands over the netting. We go to the bottom of the third at Lecon. 2-0 Marauders lead. Jupiter left-hander Luis Palacios back to the mound. Top of the Marauders order, Sung Che Chang the hitter. The pitch stands in, takes a first pitch, breaking ball for a strike. Chang waved at a breaking ball outside the zone for strike three, his first time. 0-1. Checks his swing at a knee-high strike two. Marauders getting a solo homer in the second from Michael Escoto. Bubba Chandler double, later scored on a Randy Romero sack fly. 0-2, taken high and outside by Chang. Sung Che has reached base safely in 15 of his last 18 games. He receives the 1-2 from Palacios. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to fairly shallow center field. Brady Allen coming in and makes the catch for the first out. Quick peek at the Florida State League standings here as Jace Bowen steps into the box. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast that the Marauders stand just half a game out of first place in the West Division. They're behind the Tampa Tarpons, who, like the Marauders, have started off the second half pretty hot. Jace Bowen, a single his first time up. Here's the pitch to him. Second at bat. Swings and fouls it back. Out in the East, meanwhile, where the Jupiter Hammerheads reside. Four-team East Division sees the Hammerheads also in second place in the moment. Tied with the St. Lucie Mets for second in the second half. The 0-1 offering. Bowen takes strike two. Hammerheads coming into this game 8-7 in the second half. Tied with St. Lucie, one game back of Palm Beach, who leads the way at the moment. 0-2, Bowen takes way outside. Palacios wearing the black jersey, white number 40, outlined in orange on the back. 1-2, check swing by Bowen. Did he go? No, he did not, says Trey Ward down the first baseline. Hammerheads somewhat miffed at not getting the check swing strike call. So moves a 2-2 on Bowen. The windup. Left-hander's pitch. Bowen swings and misses. Strike three. From time to time, Luis Palacios will rack up some impressive strikeout totals. And so far, that's been one of those nights. Already has collected 5 strikeouts over 2 2/3 innings. That'll bring up Davies Nadal, who has scuffled quite a bit against left-handers. Down on strikes his first time. First pitch. Swung on and missed way in front of the curveball. Bright gold wristband on the right wrist of Nadal, gripping that tan bat with his black batting gloves. 0-1 pitch swung on and popped up. Third base side, crossing over into foul territory. Rodriguez, the third baseman, he comes in and makes the one-handed catch on the run. Inning over, the Marauders go in order. We're on to the fourth here in Bradenton. Marauders lead it 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd.
Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. Talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Thank you for making us a part of your Tuesday night as we go to the fourth inning at Lecom Park. The Marauders up 2-0 on the Jupiter Hammerheads in town for their only visit to Lecom this season. And about to get underway as we wait for Mr. Joe Knight of the Lecom Park grounds crew to make his way off the field. Grounds crew dragging the infield dirt during the inning break. The finest playing surface in the Florida State League. Christian Rodriguez, left-handed hitting third baseman, leads off the fourth for Jupiter. Pitch from Valentin Linares taken for a low strike. It's 0-1. Rodriguez did not like that call. Bounce out down the first baseline by Rodriguez. His first time up, 0-1, low and outside. That was a funky little squibber down the first baseline, that first AB by Rodriguez. Thought the ball was foul. Valentin Linares didn't hesitate. Sprinted over, picked it up, made the tag. The 1-1. Fastball, late on the swing. Gets peace and fouls it back. Three scoreless innings of work for Linares, although he's had to work around some traffic. First inning, two walks and a hit by pitch. A two-out single in the second. A pair of two-out singles in the third inning. His 1-2, Rodriguez swings and misses, chasing low for strike three. Third strikeout tonight for Valentin Linares. And Cameron Barstad will come around to bat for the second time. He was the first strikeout victim of Linares tonight. Feet spread wide apart in that stance from the left side. Stands tall and open in the box. Here's the pitch. Barstad takes a big cut and fouls it back. Marauders and Hammerheads on the six-game set this week. Take the midsummer break Monday through Thursday of this next coming week. 0-1, swinging a ground ball, hard smash to second, backhanded by Escoto, stops, throws to first in time. Michael Escoto, a couple of nice-looking plays to his backhand side in this game. And this one takes care of the second out of the fourth inning. That brings up Tanner Allen, number 9 hitter in the order, just joining the club today. Before that ground out, we're mentioning the fact that across the Florida State League, teams will have a little bit of a break for a few days coming up next week as Allen swings and lines one to right field. That is softly hit just over Escoto's head. He had a right field for a two-out single. Allen is now 2-for-2. So a little extended rest for all teams across the league, many staff members, at least to a certain extent. Marauders back in action next Friday for their next road trip out to Clearwater. Hard to believe, Marauders and Threshers meet quite a bit each year. But pitch to Anjeudis Santos just misses for ball one. Hard to believe that next week, here just over halfway into July by that point, will be the Marauders' first visit to Clearwater this season. The 1-0, Santos takes a ball near the outside corner. Not getting the call. 2-0 on the Hammerheads' leadoff hitter. Infielders shifted around to the pull side of the lefty hitter. Shortstop Chang close to the bag. 2-0 pitch. Backdoor breaking ball. Narrowly misses the zone for ball three. That's Tanner Allen on first base. He lined a single to right field. Here's the 3-0. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Santos, big cut. Sitting on that 3-0 fastball. He got it. Couldn't put it into play. Dixon holding Allen on at first base. See what Santos gets here on 3-1. Pitch by Linares. Fastball swung on, driven on a high liner down the left field line. Foul. Three, two count. Will enable Tanner Allen to get a head start on this next pitch. The set. Big righty tosses. Runner breaks. A swing and a bouncing ball. Back to the mound. Out of Linares' reach. Charging Escoto. Can't make the bare hand pickup. Everybody's safe on the play. Tanner Allen stops at second base. That'll be an infield single for Santos. Bouncing Linares. A good effort on the long reach and ends up hitting the dirt. Slipping a bit. Pursuing that ball. Michael Escoto also a good effort on the bare hand, but couldn't pick it. Linares will have to pitch around another jam here in the fourth inning. Time called first, and Wyatt Hendry comes out for a mound visit. With a break in the action, we have a chance to check in on the other Pirates affiliates tonight, see how they're all doing. Triple A Indianapolis opening a series up in Columbus, Ohio tonight. They're through one inning at Huntington Park, scoreless. Double-A Altoona trailing the Richmond Flying Squirrels, the Giants double-A club, 5-2. Top of the fifth inning of that game. And the Greensboro Grasshoppers up in New York City visiting the Brooklyn Cyclones. Score 1-0 Brooklyn after a single inning. Mound meeting over, here's Jorge Caballero, who takes one high and inside, nearly hits him for a second time tonight. First and second, two away from the Hammerheads here in the fourth inning. Marauders up 2-0. The 1-0. Caballero checks his swing and a fastball high. Didn't go. Tanner Allen on second base. Anjuri Santos on first. A single and an infield single, respectively. Now the 2-0. Taken low and inside and dropped by Hendry. Gets by him, but he catches up to it quickly. Runners will not advance. And Linares goes into a three-ball count for the second straight batter. Infielders all playing back now. 3-0 offering. Fastball is at the knees over the center of the plate for strike one. A lot of base runners against Linares here tonight. Trying to escape this latest jam. The 3-1 pitch is swung on and popped foul out of play behind home plate. Over toward the main gate of the field. So we'll see another 3-2 pitch with runners going in motion on the next offering. Tying run aboard. Go ahead, run at the plate for the Hammerheads. The set. 3-2. There go the runners. A swing and a foul back in Hendry. Looks like he might have caught a little bit of the backswing accidentally there from Caballero. Very kindly, Chad Westlake helping stall for him. Jorge Caballero, numbers this season, 275, three home runs, 15 RBI. We'll see another 3-2. Hendry gives a sign. Linares ready. The pitch is swung on and popped up. First base side. Does Dixon have room? He is near the netting, and he just runs out of room as the ball falls into the first row of seats. Oh, man. It'll be new life for Jorge Caballero. Dixon reaching over and leaning and causing that net to bend a little bit. Next pitch will be number 8 to Caballero. Runners into their leads. Here's the pitch. The runners break. It is swung on and missed for strike 3. Inning over. Linares strands another pair. He is through 4 scoreless. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Tuesday to play baseball here in Bradenton. Marauders 2, Hammerheads nothing in the opener of a 6-game series. Middle third of the Marauders lineup coming up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Spencer Smith back with you on this fine evening in Manatee County. Left-hander Luis Palacios winds up and tosses. Brendan Dixon swings and lines one into left center field for a base hit. Left fielder Caballero over to cut it off and quickly gets it into second base. Brendan Dixon settles for a leadoff single. Good leaping try by Santiago, the shortstop. Came up just about 4 or 5 inches short. And here's Michael Escoto, who crushed a solo homer to left center his first time up. No runs, 5 hits for Jupiter. 2 runs, 4 hits for Bradenton. Lefty sets. Kicks, deals, and Escoto takes one high. That home run by Escoto tonight, stretching his hit streak to 6 consecutive games. 1-0, taken for ball 2 just upstairs. Escoto with the home run, also now reaching base safely in 8 consecutive games. Dixon on first, nobody out. Here's the 2-0 toss, and Escoto looks at a strike this time on a breaking ball. Brendan Dixon, his first hit since rejoined the lineup after a stint on the IL. The 2-1, swinging a bouncing ball, pulled to third, grabbed by Rodriguez, throw to second for one, throw to first is not nearly in time. Escoto beats it out. 5-4 on the fielder's choice. Rodriguez, a nice little reaching play to his glove side to start that double play attempt. So the Hammerheads retire the lead man on the play. One away. Here comes Bubba Chandler for his second at bat. A line drive to left center field. A hustle double in his first AB at the single A level. A long black sleeve on his right arm only. Gently circling that bat around from the right side. Here's the pitch. Chandler looks at a fastball strike down the middle. A lot of strength and athleticism in that frame. 6'3", 200 pounds. Palacios the pitch. Chandler takes low and outside on a changeup. Two-way star in the Florida Complex League to begin the season. Chandler, good numbers at the plate and on the mound. OPS of 1.098. 3 home runs, 9 runs batted in 36 plate appearances. The 1-1. He swings and grounds it a short, could be two. Santiago fields it, goes to Lewis for one. Lewis to first, in time, a 6-4-3 double play ends the inning. On to the fifth here at Leacom, Marauders still up 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, marauders.com. Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Comfortable and breezy evening on this Tuesday at Leecom Park. We welcome you back inside for the series opener. Marauders leading the Hammerheads 2-0. Ryander Valentin-Linares back to pitch the fifth inning for Bradenton. First pitch is cut on a miss by Ian Lewis for strike one. 340 on base percentage, aided by a first inning walk by Lewis. 0-1, went on to ground out to second in his second at bat. Second plate appearance, I should say. 0-1. Taken at the knees for strike two. Lewis didn't like it. Automated balls and strikes are being utilized tonight. And Lewis asks for time. Bright orange batting gloves. Bright orange trimmed cleats and shin guard. Juxtaposed with the mostly black jersey Hammerheads are wearing. Linares ahead in the count 0-2. Right-hander deals. Taken just outside for a ball. Just by a couple of millimeters missing that outside corner. A white number 2 outlined in orange on the back of the black jersey for Lewis. The 1-2 breaking ball swung on, fouled back into the screen. Three, four, and five, heart of the order for Jupiter here in the fifth inning. Lewis will be followed by Brady Allen and Zach Zubia. Linares comes home with a 1-2. Check swing in the back foot, breaking ball. Yes, he went around. Strike three, and Lewis is in disbelief. Did not like being rung up about the check swing by Trey Ward. Let's look at it again. Well, tough to tell from that center field camera angle. And Lewis is beside himself and hard to argue with him. Linares, meanwhile, picks up his first strikeout of the inning, fifth of the night. One away for Brady Allen. The pitch. Allen takes a slider low and away. Marauders with a 2-0 lead. Mike Loscoto, solo homer in the second. Bubba Chandler followed with a double to left center. Later scored on a sack fly by Randy Romero. The 1-0 swinging a foul off the mitt of Wyatt Hendry. Once again, welcome any Hammerheads fans listening in or watching tonight. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball low and outside, just as we did for Pirates organization. We'll walk you through the scoreboard updates for the Marlins organization in just a minute. Here's the 2-1. Allen swings, it's a chopper to third, backhanded foul. Just past the backhand reach of Nadal. Well, elsewhere in the Marlins system tonight, Triple-A Jacksonville up in Syracuse, New York tonight. Series against the Syracuse Mets, top of the fifth, scoreless game. Double-A Pensacola at home hosting the Chattanooga Lookouts, the Reds' double-A team. Delayed start due to some nasty weather up in the panhandle. 2-2. Swung on, foul back. Allen will see another one. And finally, High A Beloit hosting the Cedar Rapids Colonels. High A affiliate of the Twins. That'll get underway momentarily. Another 2-2 to Brady Allen. Low and outside. He works the count full against Valentine Linares. That High A game, by the way, featuring right-hander Chris Machma, the former Hammerhead. Began the season here with Jupiter. Faced the Marauders once earlier this season. 3-2 pitch. Allen takes in the dirt, low and outside, drawing the one-out walk. Hammerheads have been good at getting on base in this game. They just have not fared well in driving those men home. When it comes to the on-base percentage numbers as a team, both of these clubs rank in the middle of the pack in the Florida State League. 10-team league, team on-base percentage. The Marauders rank fourth as a team. Jupiter ranks sixth. Here's Zach Zubia. First pitch, a high strike. And speaking of on-base percentage, we told you earlier that Zubia leads the FSL with a .416 OBP. Marauders have yet to retire him tonight. 0-1, big breaking ball inside. Zubia walked in the first inning, hit a bloop single in the third. Now a right-hander tossing in the Bradenton pen. 1-1, fastball chopped foul at home plate. Zubia knocking it off his own leg. That's Brady Allen on first base. Not a very frequent base stealer, but runs fairly well. Breeze shifting out to right field now here at Lecom. Runner breaks. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. The throw now is a second by Hendry. Is high, and it's off the glove of Escoto, but there will be no additional advance from Brady Allen, who slides in head first with a steal. Wyatt Hendry, who for the most part lately has been pretty on target and precise with his throws. Let that one sail on him a little bit. And that's Darvin Garcia warming up the Marauders' bullpen. Just freshly activated off the injured list today. Time called. Zach Zubia goes down on strikes. Carlos Santiago, the next man due up. So Linares walking around, looking maybe a little bit gassed, a little bit frustrated. Despite the result of that last at bat. As he picks up his sixth strikeout of the evening. Yarman Bizardo, Marauders pitching coach. Relatively brief mound visit. Another warm and muggy evening here at Lecom Park, but the sun is shining. A little breeze is blowing. Carlos Santiago digs in, and the pitch, taken low and inside, gets away from Hendry, up to third base. On that pitch goes Brady Allen. That'll be a wild pitch. The Marauders leading the Hammerheads 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning, a runner on third base and two outs. Linares at 85 pitches. Here's his 1-0. Swung on and drilled toward the right field corner. This is pulled. Foul. Santiago maybe getting that ball a little bit off the end of the bat. Still roped it. Count is 1-1. Season high in pitches thrown. In a start this year by Linares. Last week in Lakeland, 89 pitches. Here's number 87, 1-1. Lined into right field. That is in for a base hit. Played on a hop by Romero. Quickly gets it into the infield. That scores Brady Allen from third. And the Hammerheads are on the board. It's now 2-1, Bradenton. So an RBI single by Carlos Santiago. His eighth run batted in 12 games. Timeout call. Here's Jonathan Johnson out to the mound. That's going to be the end of the road tonight for Valentin Linares. He'll give way to Darvin Garcia. We'll step aside and tell you more about him when we come back. 2-1 Bradenton here in the top of the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule. like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look at the numbers on the season for Darvin Garcia on a relief of Valentin Linares, fellow right-hander. Here in the fifth inning, a 2-1 Marauders lead in the first pitch from Garcia out of the bullpen. It is high and outside to Christian Rodriguez. RBI single by Carlos Santiago. He's on first, prompted the pitching change. The 1-0 toss. Swung on, chopped foul behind home plate. So Valentin Linares is still responsible for Santiago on first base. His line at the moment reads 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Garcia activated off the IL tonight. He is set. 1-1 Rodriguez, runner going. Pitches high, throw to second by Hendry. Is in time to get him! Carlos Santiago thrown out at second by White Hendry, ending the inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Here at beautiful Leecom Park in Bradenton, Tuesday night. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 1. And Wyatt Hendry will lead off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Marauders. As East meets West here tonight at Leecom Park. Left-hander Luis Palacios tosses. Hendry takes a first pitch strike on a breaking ball. Palacios, as advertised, very consistently in the strike zone tonight. Into the full windup, he deals the 0-1. Hendry looks at a ball just off the outside corner. 64 pitches, 47 strikes. Impressive strike-throwing percentage for Palacios tonight. is 1-1. Henry lays off a fastball outside. Here in the fifth inning for the Marauders, it's the bottom third of the order. Henry, Romero, Josiah Dixon. 2-1 coming. Henry looks at strike two. Marauders getting both of their runs in the second inning. Jupiter answering with one in the fifth. RBI single by Carlos Santiago. 2-2 pitch. Henry swings through a fastball for strike three. Luis Palacios quietly putting together a solid start, although his team has not provided him much run support yet. Sixth strikeout of the game for Palacios. Season high is nine. Here's Randy Romero, who lifted a sac fly to left field his first plate appearance. The pitch takes low and inside, dancing out of the way. Marauders, as mentioned, both runs coming in the second. The Romero sac fly driving home Bubba Chandler after he had doubled earlier. Solo homer by Michael Escoto. The windup and the southpaw is 1-0. Romero swings, bounces it hard to short. This is taken by the shortstop Santiago. Throw to first. Not in time. Romero beats it. Infield single for Randy Romero. If you're an opposing infielder and don't get a hard hit ball right at you, Romero's a hard guy to get out. He flies. Romero is now four for his last 11 at the plate. Here's Josiah Dixon. The pitch, right-handed batter, swings and lifts one to right center field. This is caught on a sliding catch by Allen. Wow. Tanner Allen, a beautiful sliding catch in right center, securing it with a two-handed grab right up against his chest. And it's two outs for Bradenton. Another look at it. High line drive, softly hit fly ball. Nicely done by Allen, an athletic play. Two outs with Romero on first base. Here is Sungche Chang, 0 for 2. The pitch. He swings through a breaking ball, strike one. Chang having some trouble here against the left-hander Palacios, a crafty one. Here's a leg kick and a throw over to first base. Back in, plenty of time to spare, Randy Romero. Splits are considerable this season for Chang, who is batting just 175 against lefties. The 0-1 coming, Romero going to second. Here's the pitch, it's in for a strike, throw to second, is in time to get Randy Romero, and that ends the inning. Romero sprawls out onto his back after the hard tag. We go to the sixth inning, Marauders 2, Hammerheads 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here at Leecom Park, we saw Randy Romero tagged out pretty hard by Jupiter shortstop Carlos Santiago on a stolen base attempt, ending the bottom of the fifth inning. Marauders athletic trainer Casey Lee came out to check on him. Thankfully, Romero will stay in the game as he's out there to man right field again for the next half inning here. So we go to the sixth inning at Leecom Park. The Marauders 2, the Jupiter Hammerheads 1. Beautiful night here in Bradenton. Nearing sunset, looking north toward downtown Bradenton there. Welcome all of you watching on MLB TV as well as those listening via our audio stream tonight to the series opener. Christian Rodriguez, number 7 hitter in the order for the Hammerhead, leads off the inning against Darvin Garcia. Here's the offering from the righty, swung on, fouled back. Marauders 2 runs in the second inning. Jupiter 1 run in the fifth. Came home on a Carlos Santiago RBI single. Garcia sets, deals the 0-1. Rodriguez takes up and away. We already gave you the final line for Valentin Linares, who was constantly having to pitch out of trouble tonight. 1-1. Fastball just outside. Linares struck out 6, but had dents around quite a few base runners, allowed 6 hits, walked 3. It was remarkable the way he was able to escape trouble consistently. Stranded at least one runner each of his first 4 innings. 2-1, swung on, lifted, foul, out of play down the left field line. A couple of weeks into the second half here in the Florida State League season, Jupiter 8-7. In the second half of play, just one game out of first place in the East Division. Palm Beach leading the way. 2-2, Rodriguez swings, bounces up the middle, right to Sung Che Chang. From right of the bag, he throws onto first, in time, one away. Marauders and Rodriguez played perfectly on the infield. Nice, calm, and easy throw by Chang. That brings up Cameron Barstad. One thing the Marauders pitching staff has been really good at tonight has been retiring the leadoff man in an inning. They've done so in every inning so far. Cameron Barstad, 0 for 2 from the 8th slot in the order. The pitch, he takes high. Cameron Barstad at the center of a funny moment last season at his home ballpark, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 1-0 pitch is low and inside. Barstad hit a foul ball during an at-bat, activated a fire alarm at the ballpark. That fire alarm was going off for a while, and we talked about a one-in-a-million lucky shot. 2-0. Barstad swings and fouls one off, losing his bat. It goes flying over the Marauders' heads in their dugout and is knocked down back to the field by the extended netting. Everybody's okay. And Barstad will walk back to his third base dugout and rub some extra pine tar on that stick. You don't see that very often. Player loses his bat on the swing and still makes contact. All ready to go. Barstad uses the pine tar stick to rub up that handle with some extra grip. Two-tone bat, red barrel, tan handle. Darvin Garcia sets. Here's his 2-1 pitch. That's taken high. That bat from afar almost looks like a fungo. That colored barrel really doesn't go down very far, so it makes the barrel look quite a bit smaller than it actually is. 3-1 pitch, taken low and inside. He lost him. That's a one-out walk. So that puts the tying run onto the bases for the Hammerheads. And Tanner Allen, 2 for 2, pair of singles tonight. Bats for the third time. Hammerheads out hitting the Marauders, 6-5. Marauders lead in the run column, though, 2-1. Left-handed batter in Allen. Here's the pitch. He swings and lifts a fly ball straightaway center, fairly deep. Bowen sprinting back. Back reaches up and makes the catch. What a brilliant play. Back into first base goes Cameron Barstad. He doesn't get a throw in his direction, but what a play. Over the shoulder, acrobatic catch by Jace Bowen. Had to twist back the opposite way a little bit, but made the play on the run. Impressive job out in deep center by Jace Bowen. That brings up Angeudi Santos. That preserves the lead for now for Bradenton. Barstad on first, two outs. Santos, the switch hitter, batting left-handed. And the pitch taken for strike one. Darvin Garcia, an up-and-down season. At times he looks unhittable. At other times he neither has trouble locating his pitches or can't avoid barrels of bats. The 0-1 fastball chopped foul. And the numbers reflect that, a little bit of a mixed bag. 1.61 whip, a little bit elevated for Garcia, as is the 6.43 ERA. And opponents batting a respectable 263 against him. The set, the 0-2. Swinging a soft bouncer past the mound. Garcia backhands it, turns, throws to first, in time to get Santos. Athletic play to the backhand side by Garcia. And we're through 5.5 here at Lecom. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lights are on at Lecom Park here this evening, and a couple of birds making themselves comfortable here at the ballpark, as are the fans down the seating bowl. The opener of a six-game series between the Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Left-hander Luis Palacios will head back to the mound for the sixth inning for the Hammerheads tonight. The Marauders on top, 2-1. And they'll look to pad their lead a bit more. Top of the order, Sungche Chang. Jace Bullen and Davies Nadal will follow him. Chang was left standing in the batter's box when Randy Romero was thrown out trying to steal second base, ending the fifth inning. Lefty on a lefty, here's the windup in the pitch by Palacios. Chang takes a fastball strike. One run, six hits, no errors for Jupiter. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Bradenton. Chang swings the next pitch, fouls it back. Down 0-2. Told you last inning about the lefty-righty splits for Chang, hitting just 175 against lefties this season. 264 off righties. 0-2, swinging a line drive up the middle into center for a base hit, so Chang, as if on cue, says to heck with the splits. A leadoff single here in the sixth. So Chang continues his reliability in the on-base department. Nice, crisp line drive up the middle. He's now reached base in 16 of his last 19 games. Chang being given some extra time to put on that hand protector as he stands on first base. Jace Bowen, the hitter. 1-for-2, a single in the first inning. The pitch taken for strike one over the middle. Marauders led 2-0 after two innings. Hammerheads got a run back in the fifth off of Valentin Linares, who exited after 4 2/3 innings tonight. Didn't stick around long enough to get the win in this one. 0-1, swinging a high fly ball deep right field. Allen going back. He is onto the track, leaps up and makes the catch, banging into the wall. Chang tagging from first. He is into second base, sliding well ahead of the throw, but an impressive leaping catch up against the wall by Tanner Allen for the first out of the inning. we look at it again. Allen back and forth, looking from ball to wall, back and forth, trying to gauge his distance. And he gauged it perfectly. Impressive play by Tanner Allen. Now another lefty on lefty. Davies Nadal, the batter. Sung Che Chang on second base, tagging up on the flyout. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nadal way in front of the breaking ball. Some action in the Jupiter bullpen now. Right-hander Yeuris Jimenez loosening up. Palacios glances at second. And the pitch. 0-1 to Nadal. Swung on, lifted. Fairly deep to right field. The ballpark will hold this one. Allen makes the catch. Chang tagging, advancing to third base. And the throw will not come in his direction, as Chang slides in safely with no throw. Back-to-back flyouts to right field. Both advance Chang a base each. And now it's Brendan Dixon's job to try and drive home Chang from third base. Palacios sitting at 79 pitches with two outs here in the sixth inning. Lefty. Kicks and deals. Dixon swings over the top of a changeup for strike one. Nasty change of speed there. Got Dixon to go diving down after it. Brendan wiping the sweat from his forehead with his forearms. Removing that helmet, replacing it, digging back into the box, and tapping home plate with his two-tone bat. Charcoal gray barrel, tan handle. Sung Che Chang leading off of third base. The 0-1 to Dixon, outside for ball one. Big opportunity for the Marauders to stretch this one-run lead. Haven't scored since the second inning when they got both of their runs. Left-hander pitches, the 1-1. That's a fastball in there for strike two. Dixon wincing to himself, knowing that that was probably a good-looking pitch to go after. Palacios on the mound, hat tipped slightly upwards on his head. Working hard, left-hander sets and deals the 1-2. Dixon swings and bounces one foul into the Jupiter dugout. Ooh, player sitting on a seat over there. Got a little bit of a ricochet off his face as that ball came into him. Looks like Sung Che Chang ripped his pants on one of those slides. He waits on third base, the 1-2 to Dixon. Checks his swing of the pitch outside, and the Hammerheads do not appeal. 2-2 now. Action in the Marauders bullpen as well. Mitchell Miller, the tall left-hander, is throwing. 2-2 the count on Dixon. The pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three, and Chang is left stranded on third. We go to the seventh here at Lecom Park. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Sun setting here in Bradenton on this Tuesday evening, a beautiful one. For tonight's series opener between the Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads, and left-hander Mitchell Miller is on to pitch for Bradenton. He'll toss the seventh inning. Miller's the second man out of the Marauders' bullpen tonight following Darvin Garcia, who goes an inning and a third scoreless behind Valentin Linares. And coming to the dish against the tall southpaw, 2-3-4 in the Hammerheads' order. Jorge Caballero, right-handed hitter. Caracas, Venezuela native, 22 years of age, signed with the Marlins in 2016 out of Venezuela. He's 0-2 tonight with a hit-by-pitch. The first pitch from Miller is up and away. Caballero in the third inning, a ground down to the third baseman Nadal, struck out swinging in the fourth at the end of an 8-pitch battle. 1-0 from Miller. Fastball misses high. Nope, check that. Called strike. Delayed call from Chad Westlake. Utilizing the automated balls and strikes tonight. Miller sets and fires the 1-1. Fastball swung on, bounced toward third. Nadal gloves it, moving to his left, taps the glove and throws to first in time to get Caballero. So the streak continues. That is seven straight innings tonight in which Marauders pitching has retired the leadoff man in an inning. Brings up Ian Lewis, and that's a really good thing. Bradenton staff has done such a good job getting leadoff man each inning because they have had quite a few base runners otherwise. Ian Lewis, switch hitter, turns around and bats right-handed for the first time tonight. First pitch is low and inside, skipping in the dirt. Bradenton 2, Jupiter 1, top half of the seventh inning. Left-hander brings his hands together away from his chest. The 1-0. Fastball outside. Lewis does not chase many bad pitches outside the zone. Walked in the first, grounded to second in the third inning, struck out in the fifth. 2-0. Up and away. He goes to 3-0 on Ian Lewis. Numbers for Miller combined between the Florida Complex League and Bradenton, 4.76 ERA, 1.41 whip. Opponents batting 244. Now the set, the 3-0 offering, misses too high, and it's a four-pitch walk to Ian Lewis. Well, this guy's a terror on the base paths, and he represents the tying run for Jupiter. Manager Angel Espada, who coaches at third base for the Hammerheads, appearing to give Lewis the reminder from afar, be sure to watch that high leg kick from the lefty as you stand on first base in your lead. Brady Allen, right-handed batter, steps in, takes a look at strike one from Miller. Not a bad idea there. Taking that first pitch after seeing four wide to the previous batter. Miller is set. The 0-1, fastball swung on, popped him up. Right field line, heading out of play to the Fan Plaza. Miller wears the goggles out on the mound. Black-framed, clear goggles. Sports the little thin brown goatee on his chin. Quick throw over to first base on a pickoff and a close play. Lewis flops back in safely. And Lewis is slow to get up at first base. He is laying flat on his stomach. With the first base coach, Nate Mikolas, looking at him, bending down. Not sure if Lewis landed awkwardly or what happened. And now he's up to his feet all by himself, and he appears to be holding his right hip with his right hand. Left hand is gripping right around that upper hip region on the right side, and looked like Lewis was just trying to mime to his manager who's coming over in concern, trying to mime what exactly he did to cause the pain. And Lewis is bending over the waist, just trying to wince the pain off. Thankfully, it looks like he'll be okay to go. One of the top-ranked prospects on this Hammerheads roster. Would have been a tough loss if he couldn't continue. So he stays in the game for now. On first base, the count 0-2 on Brady Allen with one out here in the top of the seventh. Miller comes set. The 0-2 pitch to Allen, taken low for ball one. A good block by Hendry. This game, a real change of pace after what we saw in Lakeland this past week, which was practically a pinball machine. One high-scoring game after another last week on the road. Miller's 1-2 toss. Allen takes in the dirt again. Good block by Hendry once more. 2-2 as Lewis remains on first. For those just joining us, the Marauders, two runs in the second. Michael Escoto, solo homer to left center. Bubba Chandler, a double to left center field in his first single-A at-bat. Later scored on a Randy Romero sack fly. Jupiter got one run back in the fifth. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball to second, could be two. Escoto flips to Chang for one. Chang spins, throws to first in time. 4-6-3. Double play ends the inning. Time to stretch here in Bradenton. The Marauders lead 2-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Lumps are lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Marty the Marauder, always sharp with his middle of the seventh inning dance routine. It's a 2-1 Marauders lead on this Tuesday night over the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads. Bradenton looking to stretch its lead. Michael Escoto leads off the bottom of the seventh. On the mound, a new pitcher, right-hander, Yuris Jimenez. On relief for Jupiter, he deals to Escoto. First pitch swung on and skied high to right field. Relatively close to the line, over is the right fielder, Tanner Allen, and he puts it away with a two-handed catch. One pitch, one away. Here's Bubba Chandler, who will turn around and bat left-handed for the first time at single A. Switch hitter, batted from the right side for his first two at-bats. Doubled his first AB tonight, a line drive to left center in the second inning. Grounded into a 6-4-3 double play, ending the fourth inning. From the left side, Chandler a little more wide open. And the pitch from Jimenez. Breaking ball, back doors onto the outside corner for a strike. Jimenez dominant out of the Jupiter bullpen this season. 22 appearances, 2.68 ERA, 1.14 whip. Opponents batting 156. 0-1. Chandler swings, chasing it in the dirt for strike two. Wicked slider. Chandler wears the number 25, black numerals outlined in gold on the white jersey. Swinging the tan bat, circles it around softly, waiting. The 0-2 from Jimenez is taken low and outside. Chandler wearing the goggles underneath the batting helmet. as he digs back in. The count 1-2, sporting bright white batting gloves. The pitch, swinging at a foul tip, just got a piece, hanging in there. Long-awaited single-A debut for Bubba Chandler tonight. Two-way star, Pirates cultivating him as a right-hander slash DH, occasional shortstop. Third-round pick in last year's draft out of North Oconee High School in Georgia. The 1-2 again. Chandler takes in the dirt. Didn't quite get to his pitching numbers in the Florida Complex League during the last time we saw Chandler. Scoreless. No runs allowed over 15 or 30 innings, over six appearances in the FCL. The 2-2. Breaking ball, swinging a bouncing ball, left side the infield, through into left center for a base hit. Left fielder Caballero up with the ball. That limits Chandler to a one-out single. Two-hit night for Bubba Chandler here in his single-A debut. And the Marauders have a base runner here in the seventh. Well, the Jupiter infield had the right idea, shifting him over to the pull side. Third baseman Rodriguez, though, had to get just out of his reach to his glove side. Chandler on first base ahead of Wyatt Hendry at the plate. He is 0-2. Pitch from the right-hander. Breaking ball. Good one. Missed outside. That slider from the right-hander Jimenez. Especially tough for a right-handed batter to pick up, although we saw one at the back foot of Chandler that got a swing and miss. The 1-0. Hendry leans away from a high and tight fastball. Time called. Cameron Barstad out for a mound visit. Yairis Jimenez, first two seasons as a professional, 2018 and 2019, in the Dominican Summer League. Last season progressed up to the Florida Complex League to begin the season. Then made one late season appearance with Jupiter through a scoreless inning out of the bullpen. Mound meeting over, we go back to the plate appearance now. 2-0 on Hendry, one away, Bubba Chandler on first. Pitch number three, Hendry swings in, bounces it softly foul. Third baseline. Along the horizon, past center field and right field. Skies here in Bradenton, turning pink and light orange. Light blue and some darker blue coming into the sky now. 2-1 to Hendry. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He goes down to a knee on the follow-through. Pitching rubber becoming almost totally obscured by the dirt out there on the bump. But Chandler into a steady lead off of first base. Zubia holding him on. 2-2 pitch. Chandler not moving. Breaking ball swung on foul, tipped into and out of the mitt of Barstad. Couldn't quite hang on. As for the base stealing part of Bubba Chandler's game, he did have one steal in the Complex League this season. Didn't run a whole lot. Another 2-2. There goes Chandler for second. Breaking ball swung on it. Fouled back by Hendry, who hangs in there. Very good chance that if Hendry hadn't made contact, Chandler would have had his first single-A stolen base. Meanwhile, though, Wyatt Hendry putting up a nice battle. You'll see pitch number 7 next from Jimenez. Right-hander ready at the belt buckle. 2-2, Chandler not moving. Fastball taken high, snap throw to first, and it's not in time as Chandler almost gets the spin tag from Zubia to the face. Zubia and Chandler appear to be exchanging some smiles and chuckles with one another. 3-2 on Wyatt Hendry. One out, Marauders leading 2-1 here in the seventh inning. The pitch, there goes Chandler again, swing and another foul back. Chandler smiling and looking over his shoulder at Gustavo Amaña at third base, giving the signals. And good chance, Bubba, thinking to himself right now, hey, Wyatt, let's get this at bat wrapped up. 3-2, another throw over to first base. Chandler back in, plenty of time to spare. Tonight, one run, six hits for Jupiter, two runs, seven hits for Bradenton, two of those seven hits coming from Bubba Chandler. 3-2 offering. Hendry swings and foul, tips it out of the mitt. went chasing after a breaking ball. Luckily for him, just happened to get a piece. Ridiculous battle here by the Marauders catcher. He will see pitch number 11 next from Jimenez. Here it is from the righty. There goes Chandler. Pitch is swung on and bounced to third. A foul ball. A little buzz pushed into the crowd after Hendry's continued battle against Yuris Jimenez. Final line tonight for starter Luis Palacios for the Hammerheads. Six innings, six hits, two runs. Struck out seven, didn't walk a batter. The right-hander is ready. 3-2 pitch. Chandler not moving. Breaking ball is on the inside corner for strike three. Snap throw to first is not nearly in time. And a shocked Wyatt Hendry slowly walks to the dugout. 2-2 for the Marauders. That's certainly not your typical called strike. And oof. Understand Hendry's bewilderment. To be a little inside on that loopy curveball. Randy Romero next up. Chandler still on first base with two outs. Here's the pitch. Romero leans away from a high and inside fastball. Jimenez listed at 6'4", 240 pounds. Strongly built right-hander pitching from the center of the rubber. The 1-0 to Romero. Breaking ball. Just misses above the zone for ball two. High black Sox shown by Romero. Speedster legged out an infield single to the left side of the infield his last time up. 2-0 coming. Takes high for ball three. 3-0 as Jimenez falls behind. We're in the seventh inning. The Marauders have not scored since the second. Trying to get back into the run column and pile on to that one-run lead. 3-0 pitch. Take in onto the inside corner, a strike. Went fastball that time. Jimenez bending down the waist, swiping his hand on the dirt near the rubber. Getting a little dirt onto that, no doubt, sweaty hand on this warm and muggy evening. 3-1 pitch. Romero looks at a big bender for strike two over the inside half. Crowd doesn't like the call. That's the thing with these automated balls and strikes. A lot of these called strikes don't really look like your typical called strikes when it's a human umpire calling the balls and strikes himself. 3-2, two outs. There goes Chandler. The pitch arrives, a swing and a foul back. Romero stays alive. Wyatt Hendry's strikeout featured 11 pitches in the at-bat. Randy Romero will see number 7 of his at-bat here. In the set, Jimenez delivers. There goes Chandler again, swinging a soft liner up the middle. Base hit to center field. Chandler around second, digging for third. He's in there standing up with no throw. Randy Romero muscles his second hit of the night out to shallow center field. And the Marauders have men on the corners with two outs. Breaking ball down in the zone. Romero kept his hands back long enough. Bradenton getting the added benefit there with the runner in motion. Timeout called. And here's the pitching coach, Glenn Dishman, to the mound for a visit. Dishman, a longtime pitching coach. Previous career stops. I'm in the San Francisco Giants system. Previously a pitching coach for the AA Richmond Flying Squirrels in the Eastern League. All Jupiter infielders joining the mix there on the mound. Visiting Hammerheads, trying not to let this game slip away from them. Marauders lead at no point tonight has been bigger than two runs. Josiah Dixon to the plate, trying to help Bradenton cash in. Righty-on-righty matchup, first and third, two away here at the bottom of the seventh. Jimenez with a pitch, runner breaks for second, that's Jimenez. Snap throw to third base, and Chandler dives in safely. Not a bad idea there by Cameron Barstad. Thinking that maybe that Chandler's attention was divided between the incoming pitch and the trailing runner stealing, but Chandler, wise to it, able to dive back in time. Randy Romero swipes his seventh base of the year. Two in scoring position, two outs for Josiah Dixon. 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout. Here's the 1-0 toss. Backdoor slider just misses inside. Southern California native has reached base safely in three straight games. Trying to make it four with a clutch base knock here in the seventh inning. 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on line to left center field. That's a base hit. Scoring is Chandler. Right behind him, Romero. In the second base, Dixon. He wants three. There will be no relay throw to third. Two-run triple for Josiah Dixon. 4-1 Marauders lead here in the seventh inning. How about it? Josiah Dixon, a two-run triple, and that's going to be it for Yeuris Jimenez, who spikes the rosin bag to the ground as here comes the manager, Angel Espada, out of the dugout. We'll step aside when we come back. A 4-1 Marauders lead here in the seventh inning at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Side-arming left-hander Caleb Worster is a new pitcher for the Hammerheads. Near the bottom of the seventh, a two-run triple by Josiah Dixon, scoring both Bubba Chandler and Randy Romero, both of whom singled. So Dixon nestles in at third base. And the Marauders have stretched their lead to three, their biggest lead of the night. And it's lefty on lefty as Worster enters the picture, native of Brockton, Massachusetts. Worster, 15th-round pick last year by the Marlins out of UConn. Sung Chae Cheng, facing drawn-in corner infielders, shows bunt, pulls back, and takes low and outside on a breaking ball. All night long, those Hammerheads corner infielders have been well aware of Sung Chae Cheng's ability to bunt for a single. Two outs with Josiah Dixon on third. The set by Worster. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Chang through a breaker. Finish after just two-thirds of an inning. Yeuris Jimenez unable to make it out of the frame himself. The 1-1 offering. Chang takes one in there for strike two. It's been all breaking balls so far from Worster. 5'11", 182 pounds, 23-year-old, 3.60 ERA, 1.40 whip out of the bullpen in 20 appearances. Now the 1-2 to Chang. Swings and grounds one up the middle. It's going to be tough. Lewis backhands, jump throw to first is in time to get Chang. What a play. Bang, bang at first base. Inning over, but the Marauders add two on the two-run triple by Josiah Dixon. 4-1 Bradenton. As we go to the eighth, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecon Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Gorgeous summer night here in Bradenton, looking north toward the Manatee River there. For those watching on MLB TV tonight, Zach Zubia leads off the eighth inning for Jupiter. First pitch outside from left-hander Mitchell Miller. 5-6-7 in the order for the Hammerheads. Marauders leading 4-1 here in tonight's series opener at Lecon Park. Miller kicks, deals the 1-0. That fastball is in there for a strike. Miller took care of business in the seventh inning, a scoreless inning. One out walk taken care of on a 4-6-3 double play. 1-1 pitch taken for a high strike two on Zubia. For those joining in recently, it is fully automated balls and strikes tonight. Miller, as twilight settles here in Bradenton, trying to see the signals of Wyatt Hendry. The 1-2 coming. Off speed, missed outside to the right-handed batter. 2-2. Zubia, true to his skill set, reaching base safely twice tonight. Came in with a league-best 416 OBP. Walked in the first, blooped single in the third, struck out last time. 2-2 pitch. Taken low, and it's ball three. Two-run triple by Josiah Dixon in the bottom of the seventh inning, stretching the Marauders' lead from one run to three. Now the payoff to Zubia. Swinging a liner out to right field. Romero coming on. Slides in. He makes the catch. Oh, baby, what a play. Randy Romero robs Zach Zubia of a base knock. Mr. Wheels out there in right field. Able to get a good read on that sinking line drive. Glove coming in at a tough angle on that liner. Able to keep in the glove, though. Well done, Randy Romero. One out for Carlos Santiago, who swings through the first pitch fastball high out of the zone. Only run in the game for Jupiter's off Santiago's bat. RBI single to right field in the fifth inning. That knocked starter Valentin Linares from the game. 0-1. There's a swing and a pop-up first base side. Brendan Dixon over and watches it fall out of play onto the fan plaza near the palm trees. One run, six hits for Jupiter. Four runs, nine hits for Bradenton. The 0-2 from Miller. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. This is to the backhand side of Escoto, but gets through him into center field for a base hit. A 2-for-4 night for Carlos Santiago. A valiant try up the middle on a dive to the backhand side by Escoto, just underneath his glove. Christian Rodriguez 0-for-3 from the 7th slot in the order. Bats next. Runner on first with one gone. Here's the pitch by Miller, taken low. Big brood of cicadas buzzing somewhere outside the ballpark here in Bradenton. It is summer. They love to come out this time of year. 1-0 pitch is grounded to second. Could be two. Escoto grabs it. Throws to Chang for one. Chang to first. In time! 4-6-3 double play. Ends a second consecutive inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Marauders 4, Hammerheads 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Heading to the bottom of the eighth inning at Leacom Park in Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you for this Tuesday series opener. Marauders 4, Hammerheads 1. And coming up for the home team, 2-3-4 in the order. Jace Bowen, Davies Nadal, Brendan Dixon. Single A debut of last year's third round draft pick by the Pirates. Bubba Chandler making his single A debut tonight. Batting 6th, the DH. He's 2-for-3, single and a double. Been part of this 4-1 winning effort so far. Pitch to Bowen. Misses low and inside from left-hander Caleb Worcester. One run, 7 hits for the Hammerheads. 4 runs, 9 hits for the Marauders. No errors by either team. The 1-0 pitch. Check swing by Bowen at a pitch up and away. Able to hold up. 2-0. .55 ERA in the season for Worcester. He kicks, deals the sidearm offering, and a swing and a miss from Bowen. Over the top of an off-speed offering. Count 2-1. Open and tall stance from the right side by Bowen. Worcester, hands set away from his chest. 2-1 pitches. Cut on a miss for strike two. Not able to see those breaking balls just yet from Worcester. Took over last inning with 2 outs. Was able to get Sung Che Chang out on a ground ball up the middle. Fielded nicely on a backhand play by Ian Lewis. Here's the set. The southpaw deals the 2-2. Bowen swings and misses at another breaking ball for strike three. Similar pitches, similar spots there to Jace. Not able to make contact. Caleb Worcester earns his first strikeout of the night. That brings up Davies Nadal. Story tonight for Jupiter, twofold. Brilliant start by Luis Palacios, left-hander, 7 strikeouts over 6 innings. Davies Nadal cuts at a breaking ball and misses. Palacios getting next to no run support, though. Only the RBI single in the 5th by Carlos Santiago. Davies Nadal, .323 on base percentage with Bradenton this year. 0-1, taken for strike one. Fastball that time. First fastball, I believe, that Worcester has thrown this inning. Hammerheads also, to continue that little two-fold bit from the Hammerhead side, they have had multiple opportunities on the base paths, just haven't been able to cash in. 0-2 to Nadal. Check swinging the pitch outside. Didn't go. Hammerheads, three runners stranded in a bases-loaded first-inning threat. One man left in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth, one in the sixth. It just goes on and on. Just have not been productive with men on base. 1-2 to Nadal. Take it low and outside. Try to go breaking ball again. Not getting a chase. Nadal's 0-for-3. Five-game hit streak, 10-game on-base streak in jeopardy. First base side of the rubber as Worcester comes set. The 2-2 toss is swung on, fought off foul. We'll see at least six pitches here to the Marauders' third baseman. Right-hander loosening up in that home bullpen now. Bottom of the eighth, Marauders up 4-1 on the Hammerheads here in tonight's series opener at Lecom Park. Long pause, Worcester the 2-2 again. Nadal swings and misses late on the fastball for strike three. Tough cookie, sidewinding lefty out of the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Three up and three down since coming on last inning. And now Brendan Dixon will be the batter. Bradenton leading by three. Whoever it is warming up in the Marauders' bullpen will likely pitch the ninth. First pitch to Dixon, lone outside. This evening has seen solid relief from Darvin Garcia and Mitchell Miller behind Valentin Linares, who finished after 4 2/3 innings. Dixon gets the 1-0 offering, taken high. Now Worcester wants a fresh ball, discards the one he had in his hand, bounces it over to the Marauders dugout. Small flash of lightning way off in the distance beyond center field, just above the batter's eye. Sky's a deep royal blue right now here in Bradenton. Long pause again, lefty's 2-0, taken high again for ball three. Michael Escoto on deck. Solo homer in the second inning. Got the scoring started tonight. Worcester trying to battle back here from down 3-0. The 3-0 pitch swung on. Foul back. Dixon sitting on that 3-0 fastball. Got it. Couldn't quite square it up, though. Man throwing in the Marauders' bullpen appears to be Junior Tebow. He's gotten a handful of save opportunities. He'll likely get more with the recent roster movement. Took place today. Dante Mendoza, Christian Charlay up to high A earlier today. 3-1 pitch. Dixon takes high for ball four. That's a two-out walk. So that brings up Michael Escoto. I mentioned just a second ago, the solo homer in the second inning. His second as a Marauder this season. Bradenton on the board for the first time in this contest. Defensively, since rejoining the club last week in Lakeland, or rather the end of the last homestand against Tampa, Escoto also playing solid defense in the middle infield. Pitch to Escoto. Swung on and missed. A wild cut after that pitch low and outside. Bradenton leading by three. Extra insurance runner two wouldn't hurt here in the eighth inning. Worcester checks first the 0-1 pitch. Swing at a tip foul off of Barstad, the catcher. Now with Worcester being a Massachusetts native, it's a real shame, at least for somebody who appreciates play on words. Real shame that Worcester didn't grow up in Worcester, Massachusetts. Worcester from Worcester. 0-2 on Escoto. Runner on first, two outs. Here's the pitch. A swing and a bouncing ball up the middle. Leaping grab by Worcester. Shortens the distance to first. Underhand flip to Zubia. In time, inning over, but the Marauders go to the ninth inning with a three-run lead here at Lecom Park. We'll be right back for the ninth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps are lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here we go to the ninth inning. Right-hander Junior Tebow on the pitch in a save situation for the Marauders. 4-1 Bradenton leading Jupiter here at Leecom Park tonight. Spencer Smith back with you on this fine, warm Tuesday night. The Marauders 3 outs away from stretching their win streak to 8 consecutive games. Tebow, erratic at times this season, 23 appearances, 4.35 ERA, has good strikeout numbers, 38 strikeouts over 31 innings. However, he has walked quite a few, 20 walks over those 31 innings. Hits have been hard to come by, though, for opposing batters. Opponents hitting .224 off of Tebow, who is 3 outs away from grabbing his 6th save to extend this Marauders win streak. 8-9-1 in the Jupiter order. Cameron Barstad, the left-handed hitting catcher, leads off for the visiting club. Tebow ready the belt. Lifts his leg and fires. Fastball swung on, foul tipped into Hendry's mitt for strike one. That first fastball coming in at 94. Tebow can and will crank it up to 97-98. 6'4", 185 pounds from the Dominican Republic. Tebow with the 0-1 pitch. Fastball inside for a ball. Cameron Barstad, Tanner Allen, Angeudi Santos, as mentioned, 8-9-1 for the Hammerheads here in the ninth inning. Extreme first base end of the rubber. Tebow works from the 1-1 pitch. Barstad backs away from a fastball inside. 2-1. Tebow, 5 saves and 7 opportunities this season. His 2-1 offering. Fastball finds the zone for strike two. Hit 95 that time, outside corner. Cameron Barstad, 0-2 with a walk in his previous plate appearance. Long look in by the tall right-hander, resting his black glove on his left knee. Nods to Hendry's signal and comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Inside. Ooh, that got a piece of the plate umpire Chad Westlake and maybe even Wyatt Hendry as well. Both men checking on each other. Hendry gets a fresh ball from Westlake, and judging by their reactions, looked like Westlake took the brunt of it. Wyatt Hendry politely going out to the mound, helping Stahl. Talking with Tebow, giving Westlake some time to recover. Marauders trainer Casey Lee coming out just in case. Conversation between the two is brief. Good to see Westlake is okay. we unfortunately did see last season, and I believe it was Caleb DeVeers, plate umpire who took a hard foul tip to the mask last season at one point and had to leave the game. Thankfully, we had a substitute umpire nearby. Worked an FCL game earlier in the day. 3-2 pitch. Take in. Strike three on the outside corner. Cameron Barstad had thrown the bat aside, ready to take first base. Instead, a delayed strike three call, and it's one away here in the ninth inning. Wow. Another look at the pitch by Tebow. Oof. Man. Tailing fastball that appeared to be just a little bit off the outside corner, maybe. ABS system. Calling that a strike, though, right on the very, very edge. One away for Tanner Allen. Left-handed batter, 2-for-3. The pitch taken. Hard fastball at 97 for strike one. Marauders 4, Hammerheads 1. Bradenton 2 outs away from an 8th consecutive win. Meanwhile, the Hammerheads 4-game win streak in jeopardy. Here's the 0-1. Taken low. Marauders with a sweep of Lakeland last week on the road. There's the set by Tebow. Here he comes with a 1-1. Fastball swung on, line softly down the left field line. Slicing on the run. Catch made by Josiah Dixon. What a play on the full sprint by Dixon. Nearing the sidewall. Able to haul it in for out number two. Dixon going into his choppy steps right as he knew that sidewall was quickly approaching. Good job knowing where he was at. 2 outs here in the ninth inning. It's up to Anheudi Santos to keep the game going for Jupiter. Marauders on top by 3. 2 outs, bases empty, and the pitch to Santos. Taken for strike. One at the knees on the 97-mile-per-hour heater from Tebow. One more out makes it 8 in a row for Bradenton. The 0-1 to Santos. He swings and chops it weakly, third base side. Charging, Nadal gloves it, throws to first, not nearly in time. It's a wild throw, but even so, no doubt that Santos probably would have legged it out anyway. So Santos reaches base on what will likely be ruled an infield single, and it has been. And with that little squibber of an infield single, the Hammerheads have now successfully put a man on base in each of their 9 innings of the dish tonight. Righty on righty, here's Jorge Caballero. Tebow fires. Fastball up in the zone for a called strike. Neglected to mention just yet the righty-lefty splits for Tebow. Lefty batter's hitting .324 against him. He's holding right-handed hitters to a .177 average. Here's the 0-1. Taken low. Four to one, Marauders lead. One out to go here in the ninth inning. Caballero dangling the bat over his right shoulder as he waits. And the 1-1, runner breaks, pitches high, throw to second by Hendry. Nobody covering it, bounces into center field. Bowen backs it up and into third base standing up. Is Anheudi Santos. That was poor communication by the Marauders. Hendry's throw is right about on target. I don't believe Chang and Escoto knew who was covering there. They might have been surprised that even Hendry tried to go for it. 2-1 on Caballero, man on third. Pitches a fastball swung on, lifted to right center. Bowen tracking it. He makes the catch! Ball game over, Marauders win! 8 in a row! Welcome back home to Lee-Cobb Park. It's a 4-1 Marauders win over the Jupiter Hammerheads, and the Marauders are one win away from matching the longest win streak in franchise history. A Marauders victory to celebrate the opening of the new homestand. Bubba Chandler, 2 hits in the 4-1 win in his single-A debut, and altogether a brilliantly pitched game. Here in Bradenton in the 4-1 Marauders victory. We'll step aside when we come back. The Marauders postgame show is coming your way. Don't go anywhere. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps are lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leacock Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you as the Marauders have just celebrated a 4-1 win over the Jupiter Hammerheads. They increased their win streak to 8 games, second longest win streak in franchise history. Here's now how tonight's game went. Neither team scored in the first inning, but the Marauders jumped right to it in the second. Michael Escoto got hold of a 1-1 pitch from lefty Luis Palacios and crushed a solo homer just to the right of the bleachers out in left center field, his second home run as a Marauder this season. Bubba Chandler, in his first single-A at-bat, stepped to the plate next, lined a hard double into the gap in left center field, a hustle double, taking advantage of a slow pace by Brady Allen fielding the ball in the gap. Chandler later tagged from second, took third on a Wyatt Hendry flyout, and Randy Romero lifted a sack fly to left field, plenty deep to get him home for a 2-0 lead. In the seventh inning, Josiah Dixon with a two-run triple that gave the Marauders a 4-1 lead after Jupiter had come within one run in the fifth inning on a Carlos Santiago RBI single. That would be the final score. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Hammerheads, one run, 8 hits, no errors. They left 10 men on base. And for the Marauders, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 4 men on base. Winning pitcher in relief is the right-hander Darvin Garcia, an inning and a third scoreless. The losing pitcher is Luis Palacios, a tough luck loss. He just did not get any run support despite turning in his 6th quality start of the season, striking out 7, walking none over 6 innings. Save goes to Junior Tebow. It's his 6th and 8 chances this season. Time of game, 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a crowd of 540 here at Leacom Park. It was 89 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With the Hammerheads' loss, they see a 4-game win streak come to a close. They drop to 8-8 in the second half. And with the Marauders' win, an 8-game win streak, they have now won 9 of their last 10. The hottest team in the Florida State League. Marauders now improved to 11-5 in the second half of the season. We'll step aside one more time when we come back. The Marauders player of the game will be introduced to you, and we'll give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Marauders postgame show continues in Lecom Park after a 4-1 Marauders win. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game, and hey, you've got to give it to the kid, 19-year-old Bubba Chandler, in his single-A debut tonight. 2-for-3 with a double in his first AB, a single in the seventh. He came around to score later on in both cases. Bubba Chandler, one heck of a debut. He is tonight's Marauders player of the game here in his single-A debut this evening. Well, the series continues tomorrow afternoon. It is a special 12 p.m. start time here for Summer Camp Day at Lecom Park, so we will be on the air for pregame coverage at 11:45 a.m. bright and early. Hope you can join us right in the middle of your lunch break on your work day. So hope you can join us for tomorrow's matinee, a noon start for Game 2 of the series. Right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario will start for the Marauders, and the Hammerheads, meanwhile, have yet to announce their starting pitcher for tomorrow. That'll do it for us tonight here at Lecom Park. Once again, the final score, the Marauders 4, and the Jupiter Hammerheads won. For everyone here at Lecom Park who makes this show all possible, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.